This is Jaden Park with Ben Hemmer.
Yep, we're back.
Today we're doing a get to know you with the new Chronicle staff.
Yeah, we have two very special guests here with us today.
I'm here with...
I'm Kyle Tolmeyer.
Brandon Green.
You got a question for him?
Yeah, so first off, for you, you know, where are you from? How did you get to DMACC? And what are you studying here?
Yeah, one at a time. Where am I from?
Mm-hmm.
Originally Ohio.
What part?
What part? Oh, the upper part.
Like, what's the name of it?
Ohio. I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't tell you. I was real young. But, you know, as far as you're concerned, the state, Ohio. But, hey, then Illinois, now here, Iowa.
What part of Illinois?
Ever heard of Springfield?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Around there, yeah.
You So you said you grew up in you lived in Ohio and Chicago. Are you a Browns fan? Are you a Bears fan? What fan are you?
You know, a little more Bears, but, you know.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So what's your major, and you know, how did you why did you choose DMACC?
Yeah, I am majoring in forensic science right now. Nice. I came to DMACC because it's very cheap and affordable. You know, it's very welcoming to a lot of people, and it's a good gateway.
Mm.
And outside of just coming in for knocking out gen ed credits and getting a certificate, I am also just going to be using this as a pad to get to Arizona State.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's kind of my...
So that's where you want to go after this?
Yes.
Why Arizona State?
They're the closest place to here where I can actually major in forensic science, as opposed to double major in a biology, chemistry type thing. So,
nice. Yeah. That's really cool. So we got to that. Do you have any...
Kyle, where are you from, and what's your major?
So I'm from Des Moines. I've lived there my entire life, and my major is journalism. So.
And why did you choose DMACC?
For kind of the same reason, it's a pretty affordable place. We're going to start here, and then we're going to transfer to Iowa State in a year.
So. You and Jaden are both transfer. You guys actually have a lot of connections. Jaden's from Des Moines, but he went to Hoover, and he went to Lincoln.
Yep.
So and he's going to Iowa State,
to Iowa
too.
State
so yeah, but he's actually an Iowa fan, though. So if you're an Iowa fan, you go to Iowa State. You're real.
But like, is that like bad?
Yeah.
How am I going to go to games and then?
No, that's not bad at all. I know people that go to Iowa that are Iowa State fans. Like,
there's two guys I'm going to live at Iowa State who are Iowa fans.
Actually,
too,
so, yeah. That's are you an Iowa fan too, or?
No, I'm a Cyclone fan through and through.
Okay.
My parents both went there. It's where my brother went. So
nice. And how old is he?
He is, I think, 22.
Nice. Is he still in college, or is he?
He graduated last year. He graduated. Now he's up in Sheldon, doing kind of the same journalism stuff that I'm kind of hoping to do.
Nice.
Just kind of doing general reporting over there for their paper up there.
So. Nice. Somebody that I graduated with that was in my class, a good classmate of mine, actually a teammate of mine in cross country. He's actually the manager for the Iowa State basketball team. His name is Tanner Simpson. He's a pretty cool dude. And,
nice.
Yeah. So. So what are some of your hobbies that you enjoy, you know?
Yeah, of course. I'm a pretty avid bowler. I didn't bowl as much as I used to, but I used to be on a league.
You ever got a turkey before?
Yeah. I think highest score for me is around the 250 mark.
Oh,
so
dang,
I've hit a few pins.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I used to play a few instruments.
What instruments are we talking about?
I'll let you guess first.
I'm going to say trumpet.
Trumpet? Cello.
What is that, like this?
No, like the it's a big old body instrument with the strings and the bow. Yeah.
I was watching The Hangover 2, and there's a scene where the guy plays it. He said he plays a cello, so I was just, it's kind of like that, but yeah. It's pretty much like a big guitar that you...
It's a big violin.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Is that all your hobbies that you have?
Terminology.
So you say you like to play an instrument, and you used to play.
Used to play.
And then what did you say your other one was? Your other hobby that
bowling.
You
bowling.
Bowling?
Yeah.
I went bowling a couple weeks ago in Kansas City. I was so close to getting three strikes in a row.
Yeah.
And I got two, and I hit like four pins, and I just didn't get it. I was so close.
What score did you finish with?
I don't even remember, but I beat everybody by a lot. So it was me, my aunt, my uncle, and my two cousins. So it was – but I don't know if they were that good. So, you know, So what are some of your hobbies, Kyle?
I'd say – I got two big things. The first one is just motorsports. I'm a huge motorsport fan.
Yeah.
Going to a lot of races, as many races as I can. Watching a ton of races, I do that a lot. And another big thing for me is running.
Mm-hmm.
I work at a running store. I, you know, am very into it.
Yeah.
I just kind of get out and run whenever I can.
What's the running store?
Fleet Feet in Des Moines.
Ooh, oh, nice. I just went to that.
Nice, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Do you know the one in Waukee? You ever been in that one?
So there's not one in Waukee.
Oh,
actually.
No, it's not in Waukee. It's like, you know what I'm talking about? Like by the DOT and like all the...
I'm actually not sure.
It's one like... I don't know if it's really in Waukee, but it's kind of like in the... You know what I'm talking about? Like the area?
I know the area.
Yeah. No. I don't know if it's Waukee, but it's like, you know... It could be West Des Moines, but...
Yeah, because as far as Fleet Feet locations in Iowa, there's only the one in downtown Des Moines. Yeah. And there's one in Davenport. Oh. Those are the only ones.
Oh, I was thinking really of Fleet Farm. Though. I was thinking of Fleet Farm.
I don't know
I was
which...
Like, okay. Yeah.
Fleet
yeah.
Feet.
Yeah. We get a lot of calls asking about stuff yeah. that Fleet Farm would carry.
Yeah, I was confused. I was like, yeah, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Fleet Feet's a really good store, though.
Did you do mm-hmm. cross country, or...?
I did.
I did, too. I ran it, too, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
I say I did, but I really didn't get the chance to run a lot. Yeah. I joined the cross country team when I was a sophomore.
Nice.
I had 4 meets, and then I had some chest injuries, some muscle strains going on in my chest. I didn't get that resolved until the start of my senior year.
Nice.
And we were just a few days before the first meet of the year in my senior year, and I was going out doing a run. It was on Labor Day. We had the day off, so I was going on a run, and I pulled my groin.
Oh, my. Gosh.
Just a few days before that meet.
That's
so
crazy.
I was out until the conference meet.
Damn.
And that was the only meet that I got to run my senior year.
That's,
so I was on the team for 3 years, but I only did 5 meets.
That's so you went to DMC, right?
That was me.
So I drive by DMC every single time I come to DMAC. So it's like right I live in Urbandale, but it's Waukee. You know where right. Shuler is, the school Shuler?
Can't say I do, no.
Okay, so it's an elementary school, but it's in Urbandale, but it's Waukee schools.
Right.
So I live right there, and there's like a route that you take, and then it goes all the way by DMC and
backwards. Yeah.
So why do you get? Here's what I've always wanted to know, and I have some people that I know, some friends that go to DMC. Why do you guys only have one side of the bleachers for your home for your football stadium?
Same reason we got 200 TVs and don't use any of them.
And you guys actually have 200 TVs?
It looks like it. I don't count them, but
that's again, a waste of money.
You're telling me.
Hey, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
It is. What's the point of buying all this? You're not even going to use them. Like, it's just...
Aesthetic.
So do you know what the reason is for why they don't use, or why they don't put another side of the bleachers into the stadium? Or?
For all I know, they're going to put another building on that side.
And I think because I have a family, or I have a friend that goes there. He said, like, the people... So there's, like, a house, like, right there. And the people that own that land, they don't want the bleachers. Because that's their property, technically.
Right.
So they don't want the bleachers in the property. But I wouldn't either. I mean, if my house was right there, I would not want people sitting in my backyard.
Oh, I hope not. With all the games going on there.
Yeah, no. I would not. But, yeah, man.
So. Okay, one final question for you guys. What led you guys to join the Campus Chronicle? Like, why did you guys want to join the student newspaper?
So for me, it wasn't as much of a choice as much as it was something that I had to do. This was a class that I had to take in order to complete my
major. Like in your requirement.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, this is a requirement for mm-hmm. me. So there's only 2 people on the staff that are actually doing this as a class, so it's
yeah,
pretty weird.
Yeah, yeah. We're kind of just here. I'm kind of just here, but yeah.
Born into it?
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that.
What led you to...
Man, I guess I got a taste for good stories, and I'm going to go ahead and trust that you guys, and maybe I can contribute to some of those, you know, simple as that.
Yeah, you guys should pick from one of those, the issue that we did.
Yeah.
JJP took some good photos. Cordella wrote some wherever she went. Cordella, she wrote a good story, and yeah, I wrote very back page, the last page. That's my story, so you should read it.
Yeah,
you guys should.
That's why they
it's from a long time ago. Not really, but it's... Yeah, so you guys should take one home and read it. It's pretty good. And thank you for having
you guys on, man.
Thank
you for joining us,
guys. You know,
it's a pleasure to be here.
Kyle and Brandon.
Yep. Two new staff joining us, man. You know, it's cool. So thank you for coming on, man. It's good to talk to you guys.
This is Jedden back with Ben. And we're here with other members of the paper. I'm here with
Evelyn.
And
Megan.
And tell me a little bit more about... Where are you from? What's your major? And what did you ask? Why did you pick DMAC in specific?
Well, I am from a small town called Harlan in like southwest Iowa. My major is fitness management, and I should be done this semester as my last one. And I chose DMAC because I wanted to be able to get a little bit farther away from home, so I'm like an hour and a half from home, but like still be able to go back. And also it is a cheaper option since it's in state, and I didn't want to go straight to university and spend all that money, and you know,
yeah,
so that's kind of my reasoning.
Megan?
What were the questions?
Major, where you're from, and then why you chose DMACC.
Okay, I'm from Polk City, and then I'm a journalism major, and I chose DMACC because it's close to home. I can live at home, and I can drive here fairly quickly.
Same.
And then I would like to go back to Iowa State eventually, but I think that was just too far of a drive living at home.
So you were at Iowa State, and then you came here, or what?
Yes. So I was at Iowa State the fall of 2024, and then I dropped out that following spring, and then I took two semesters off, and so then this is my first semester back in classes.
Nice.
That's actually a good point, because, like, I would say I feel like is a far drive, and I still wanted to live at home.
It's a lot closer than Iowa City.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But still, like, yeah, DMACC is closer than Iowa State is.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? 100%.
So, like, DMACC is still, like, I can still live at home, but, like, it's still, like, a bit of a drive, you feel me? Like, a little bit away from home. Mm-hmm. But it's still a good option.
It's far, but it's not too far.
Yeah.
I drive, like, 25 to 30 minutes to get, not if even that, depending on traffic. So,
because like I was gonna go to like Iowa or Iowa State, right? But like I wasn't sure on what major I wanted to do. So like, why would I waste like thousands of dollars of money, right? If I'm not even sure what I want to do yet. So like, I just came to DMACC. That was the choice.
Yeah. So you told me that you work at the place at DMACC. Like, why? Yeah. How long have you worked there for?
Since I started this past August, I've worked there. And I've always worked in a gym. Like, when I lived back home, I worked in a gym for, like, 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of used to it, and I enjoy it. So I decided to just keep that going. And I'm on, like, a work study and stuff, so that's nice.
That's cool.
But, yeah, I love it there.
So what – I've always wanted – what class is Harlan? Aren't they 3A or 2A or
– I don't know.
I think they're
You should be the one to know.
I think they're either 2 or 3. I know they're like a decent size.
They win like championships like every year.
Yeah,
they're crazy.
Yeah, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, like Aiden Hall and Franz Rise and yeah.
Right. But, yeah.
Do you know any of those people?
No.
You don't know anybody?
No, I was just agreeing.
Yeah. But Jaden, you got anything?
Where did you go to high school at?
I went to North Polk.
Yeah, that's
what are they?
That's 4A.
Okay.
Yeah. So I. There was a guy that I don't know if I told you this, Jim. There's a guy that I used to see in the gym all the time. He actually started at Waukee Elementary where I went, and then he went to North Polk. And I don't know, I forget what his name is, but he went to North Polk, and I think he graduated in 2025. So, yeah.
I do have a final question for you guys. What made you guys interested in the student newspaper?
Well, I've always been interested in just like broadcasting and stuff, and DMACC doesn't have a ton of options for it.
Yeah.
And this was kind of like the closest thing I could get to that. And I enjoy it, so I was like, why not? And I am not the most like into extracurriculars, so I was like, I should probably do something.
Yeah.
So this is like my first pick. Yeah.
Megan.
I kind of wanted to just like be more involved and then be around people that have the same interests as me and people that are my age and everything.
So you graduated in 2025 from high school. 24, and you were 24 too.
24.
Okay, and you guys. 24. I'm the only one here who graduated 2025.
Youngin.
Yeah, I'm a youngin, man. I'm young, but thank you guys so much for coming on.
Yeah,
it was
a
pleasure having you guys on, and meet the staff podcast.
We're gonna do great work this year, guys.
Great work this year. We're gonna pump out some great stories.
Some great Instagram reels.
Yep. Look forward to stay tuned for the Instagram reels. So
thank you guys for joining us. You can find us on campuschroniclenews.com, Instagram, TikTok, and X. It's at DMACC Chronicle. And if you want to join us,
join the
crew.
Yep.
Building
right, 5,
right, room 136.
It says Campus Chronicle.
You'll see it.
You'll see it. Come join us.
All right. See you guys next podcast.
See ya.